Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Derek. I'm with Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions on public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right. Now, what are the chances you'll be voting November general election for President, Senate, Congress, another office? Are you certain voting? Probably vote 50-50.
We'll vote.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, would you please tell me your group age?
20.
What is it?
Age?
The age group. Are you 18, 29, 30, 39?
20.
20, all right. Now, in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Now, generally speaking, do you feel that things in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction? Okay.
Wrong direction.
Wrong. And thinking about the election for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. And now I'd like to ask you your impression of some people, organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little above, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Now, if you don't recognize them, just say so. Project 2025.
Haven't heard.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Haven't heard.
Okay. Thomas Shalafox.
Haven't heard.
Darren Soto.
I have heard, but I'm not sure who exactly.
You don't know, somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable, or a little both.
I'm not sure, honestly.
No. Okay. Now, Ron DeSantis?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
And Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
And Democrats in Congress?
Favorable.
Very?
Somewhat.
And Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm not aware of everything that...
Okay. I'll just put that on. Now, thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman for the district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm not aware of what he's been doing.
Okay. Now, the elections for president were today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat. Which one do you think you'll vote for?
Kamala? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, the election for United States Senate were today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, Debbie Powell, the Democrat. Which one do you think you'll vote for?
Democrat.
Debbie Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in elections of United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Shalafox, the Republican candidate, Darren Soto, the Democrat. What candidate would you think you vote for?
Democrat.
Darren Soto. Now, as you know, there will be an amendment to the Florida Constitution on the ballot on one constitutional amendment entitled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. It says, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before by ability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by a patient health care provider, the amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notifications to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Sorry, I didn't quite understand it, but I wouldn't want any restrictions on abortion, so whatever option that is.
You don't want no restrictions, so you vote yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you two brief statements about two candidates for Congress. The first one is Colonel Thomas Shalfex. He experienced business owner, decorated military veteran who served over 30 years. Thomas will put an American first by enforcing the law necessary for securing the border against out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make U.S. independent from Parisian energy source. Now, Thomas will take his experience as a small business, multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Now, Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works for Charles to deliver for Central Florida. Now, he worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans to burn pitch toxic substance. Soto has helped pass law cap prices incidents for $35 for those on Medicare. Now, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Now, Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. Now, if the elections for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shalfex, the Republican, or Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Democrat,
Darren Soto?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, which of the following issues do you think is the most important of Congress to focus their attention on right now? I'm going to read a list, just name two. The first one is making health care affordable for working families, making owning a home for affordable, protecting reproductive freedom, protecting Social Security and Medicare, ending the gun violence epidemic, or promoting traditional values in school, or improving traffic congestion in Central Florida, or tackling crime, improving public safety, or creating jobs, increasing wages in Central Florida, or bringing down rent price, or lowering inflation, gas prices, or securing our borders, or lowering grocery price.
Reproductive rights.
Which one?
Reproductive rights.
Reproductive rights?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. All right. And another one? You got one more? We got lowering inflation, securing our borders, lowering groceries, protecting Social Security, making owning a home more affordable, or making health care affordable for working families.
Health care.
Mm-hmm. Now, just moving a little forward, I'm going to read two statements. Let me know some reasons people give voting candidates for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of these is accurate. Please tell me how convincing reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be a very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect? Or if you don't know, just say so. Now, the first one says Thomas will put an on border crisis that's filling our communities with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris' open border policies. I think that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, and no effect.
No effect.
Okay. Now, Thomas will support the Trump-backed American First policy that prioritizes American citizens. As a veteran who served over 30 years, Thomas will make sure he takes much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veterans' homelessness. You think that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
All right. Now, Thomas is a fiscal conservative who will rein out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions, and are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Would that be very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay, now Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor women's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Very convincing.
Okay. Now Soto has a way to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gunmen backed by sheriffs and brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement, provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring about 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
Not convincing.
Okay. No, well, that'll be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not?
Okay.
Now, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower health care costs for everyone.
Somewhat convincing.
Now that you heard a little bit more, elections in the United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas, the Republican, Darren Soto, the Democrat. Which one do you think you will vote for?
Democrat.
Okay. Now let me read some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please come in. It will cause you to have a serious doubt about voting for that candidate. Only some doubt, or would it have virtual no effect at all on your decision? Now, here goes the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting tax increases that target our small businesses. Do you think that's serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
Some doubt.
Now, while Thomas says he was a successful business owner, his companies owed over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures. Think that's serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
No effect.
Despite having a personal fortune of $100 million, Thomas continues taking Social Security and veterans' paychecks while he's back fight to abolishing Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need.
Serious doubt.
Now, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have led millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being defected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress.
No effect.
Okay. Now, Thomas stands the Republican who supports government interventions in people private health care decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women.
Serious.
Now, Thomas blames successful stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took about $170 million of PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic.
Serious doubt.
Okay. Now, just moving, finishing up. Now that you heard a little bit more, if the elections for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas, the Republican candidate, or Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate, which one would you vote for?
Democrat.
Darren Soto. Now, what is your primary source for national political news?
I kind of browse everywhere, trying to cross-reference, though.
Social media?
No, not social media. Internet, yeah.
Okay. Now, from which app or service would you say you get most of your news?
Google.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what Spanish language news source, if any, do you use on a regular basis?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Oh, I said, what Spanish language news source, if any, do you use on a regular basis? Radio, Telemundo, Univision, Internet.
Oh, I don't use any. I don't have cable.
No. Now, thinking back on 2020 president elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden or some other candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, just a few questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
highest degree?
The highest degree?
Bachelor.
Bachelor? Okay, Mr. Bachelor. Now, do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Okay. Now, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Can you repeat that?
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
A liberal.
Liberal? Very or somewhat liberal?
Very.
Very. As you know, the term Hispanic Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in America do you trace your ancestry?
Peru.
Peru?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's in the Caribbean or Central America? Central America, all right.
Now,
when communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, and even mix or both, or English than Spanish, or only English?
Only English.
Only English? Okay. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for participating. Have a good night.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.